Hello and welcome everybody again to my Tuesday conference call. Ted Keyes, your host here, calling you from Pasadena, California. Again, it's a call that I do every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a call where I teach you how to move more freight, move it more productively, efficiently, effectively, so you make more money financially. Okay, now if you're on the call, there's a high probability that you received an email from me today. By all means, go to that email because I'm going to go over a number of attachments down on the bottom that deal with our topic today. Before I get into my topic, however, I'm going to direct you to that first attachment. First attachment I always put on there for our Green Meadows Production leaderboard that we have from the previous month. Your goal as you begin, when you become an agent of Green Meadows Productions, is to get your name on that board and climb up the ladder. Why do you do that? Because it shows that you are making progress in this profession. If you just hang around, you know, or don't even get on there at all, you're not doing a whole lot to assist yourself, as I said earlier, in the financial department. So anyway, take a look at that leaderboard. Make it a goal to get on there and climb up the ladder. Topic for today, how to recover from a poor prospecting call. How to recover from a poor prospecting call. Now, there's another word I could call this call, and that is a cold call. But I'm going to call it a prospecting call because to me that's what it is. You are calling prospects. You're calling future customers. One thing I will say is that some calls go well, and you can learn from those, but some calls do not go well. They're bad or they're poor, but here's the thing. You can learn from those as well. You can learn from any type of situation. You can think of it, oh boy, I screwed up there. I'm not going to do that again. Or you could look at it and say, I screwed up there. What do I have to do to get it right next time? So how to recover from a poor prospecting call. Bear with me, folks. Let's go down to that, again, the attachments that I spoke about earlier, and we're going to open up that second one down on the bottom of the email that I sent you. Let's go ahead and open that up. So how do you recover from a poor prospecting call? Let me just delve into this. So here's a scenario. You just got off the phone with a prospect, and it didn't go as well as you had planned it would. Now, I can say this. Every call that I go into now, I expect it to go well. Why? Because I've done this enough. I know what words to say. I've got my information going in. But if you're new to the ball game, you're going to stumble and fumble just like I did when I started doing this several years ago. So you just got off the phone and it didn't go as well as you planned. Did you fumble a rate explanation in a competitive situation? Maybe. Did you have a terrible connecting call in general? Possibly. Or was your prospect in a less than stellar mood and outright rude to you? I will say this, if it was a first call and that happened, join the club. It happens all the time. It's not you. Don't take it personally. So, but what happens when it does? Well, it's normal to get upset. It's a natural reaction. After all, you have high standards, and nobody wants to feel like they've screwed up in these types of situations. A situation, again, where it involves you connecting with the marketplace so you can make more money financially. However, a poor prospecting call can ruin your entire day only if you let it, and you can't afford for that to happen. So how do you get yourself back into a positive mental frame of mind after you finish up a poor prospecting call? Well, I'm going to go over four points or four solutions, four answers to how to recover from a poor prospecting call. Hold on. Here's the first thing you can do. The first thing to do is get some distance, create some distance, and I mean that literally. Recovering from a bad call is far easier if you physically leave your desk, believe it or not. Go for a short walk or get a cup of coffee or other low-calorie drink. One moment, folks. Remember, it's a short walk and not a marathon. By removing yourself from the physical space in which an unpleasant or unsuccessful call took place, you're sending a powerful message to your brain, basically just to recuperate. You just want to start over, and that's what happens when you relieve or remove yourself from basically the scene of the crime. You'll then come back mentally fresh with your next call ending up a whole lot better, believe it or not. So the first thing is just to walk away, get some distance, and I mean that literally. Number two on how to recover from a poor prospecting call, and that is to give your mind a reset. Basically, just reset your mind. If you don't have time to take a full-fledged walk like I just talked about, and you have to stay at your desk, don't dive right back into selling. Just hang on for a second. Take only 2 or 3 minutes to focus on a task completely unrelated to your sales goals, which you have daily, by the way. You know, watch a funny YouTube video. Check your social media. The important thing is to focus on something other than sales so you aren't carrying any lingering emotions from your bad call into the next one that you will immediately make. However, there is a caveat, of course, and that is confine your non-work activity to only a few minutes. As I said earlier, 2 to 3 minutes, that's it. Don't drag this on. Procrastinating is not the same is taking a short 2 to 3 minute break. Number three in how to recover from a poor prospecting call is to focus on the next call. Number three is to focus on the next call. An example, professional athletes often say that to bounce back from a bad game, they keep their focus on the next game. How many of you heard these professional athletes say that, hey, I screwed up, I'm just focused on the next game? Of course, there are lessons to be learned from your performance errors, but carrying baggage from past mistakes is a surefire way to set yourself up for more failure. If you go into the next call thinking about what just happened on the last call, that's all you're going to think about. Believe me, your words will be an indicator for that prospect who's going to listen to you, who's going to blow you off just like the previous guy did. Now, a new call means a new prospect and a new opportunity. So remember that there's nothing about your previous call that will affect the outcome of your next one. That's why you start out fresh again. That's why you start out fresh again. So just in review, how to recover from a poor prospecting call. Number one, get some distance. Number two, give your mind a reset. Number three, focus on the next call. The last one is reflect on what went wrong. Actually think about, hey, what did I actually do wrong in that situation? We've all done some things we wished we could take back, then spend hours or days obsessing over what went wrong. It's only human. How many of you listeners have actually done that? Just obsessing. Oh, why did I do it that way? Why did I do it this way? It's also not helpful. What's done is done, and you can't change it. The only productive thing you can do is attempt to learn something from the situation and change your behavior on the next call. However, but you're not going to do it right at that instant. Jot down some notes on what actually went wrong and set aside time to listen, if you can, if it's possible, to a recording of your call if you made that option available or even make it available. Then the next time you speak with someone who can actually hear your call, seek constructive feedback from them. Avoid doing it too soon, lest you end up venting your frustration at yourself or your prospect the entire time, but don't wait too long. You might forget those relevant details. Here's the ending note on this topic. Resilience and grit are important traits for salespeople, especially freight sales agents, to possess. I won't hint about it. I'm laying it on the line. Resilience and grit are required as a successful freight sales agent that you must possess. Everyone's bound to make some mistakes in the freight sales profession, as you have and as you will. What matters is how you recover. How you recover from a poor prospecting call, i.e. the title of our topic here, by turning a bad situation into a learning opportunity, as I've expressed, you prevent it from affecting your future performance. So, great topic. Why do I discuss it? Because you will have poor prospecting calls. However, when it happens, you can always go back to the recording of this topic, and I'll definitely go over them for you. And again, one more time, what are those four answers or solutions? The first one is get some distance. Just walk away for a short time, obviously. Number two is give your mind a reset. Reset your brain. Three, focus on the next call. However, think about what you did. Don't focus on what actually happened and take it into your next call. Number four, reflect actually on what went wrong and fix it for when you go in to your next call. Great answers for a topic that will happen a lot when you first become a freight sales agent with us. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to our next attachments. Attachment number three. As you know, I'm going to go over a number of topics. Remember, attachment number three, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers for the first time or many, many times, as I teach you. So what if you heard a no on that last call? And this goes right in line with our topic of having a poor prospecting call. So what if you heard a no on that last call? As long as you learn from the experience and did your best, you can feel proud about the call. So if you actually feel that you did your best with that call, don't feel bad. So what if you heard a no? I mean, you did your best. Now, if you fumbled and stumbled, you said, well, and you couldn't even pronounce your name, yeah, that's on you. But if you went into it sounding professional, utilizing the sales information sheet that I provide for you and ask all the questions that are on there, and you had the ability, however, the prospect was not up to talking to you, don't feel bad if you heard a no or if you heard a number of the objections that he gave you. Remember, your main goal on that first call anyway is to obtain their email address. If you got that on the first call, you are off to the races. Remember, your first goal on any prospecting call, find out who the shipping decision maker is and acquire their email address. So what if you heard a no? Just as long as you got those first two things, that's your goal for any first-time prospecting call. Okay, let's X out of there. Let's open up attachment number four. Attachment number four reads, remember when calling your prospects and customers, never take a no personally. Let me say that again. Never take a no personally. After all, these folks don't know you. It's an idea they're resisting. It's an idea in their head, not your head. Over time, you can change their ideas. And really, that's what we do. We find the most resistance when on our first call. It's just that simple. Think of a telemarketer calling you at 6 o'clock in the evening. One of the last things you want to do is listen to somebody that's attempting to sell you on something. Well, I don't teach it that way. Basically, I teach it. You go into a call and you ask questions to see if you can provide solutions to problems and challenges that your future customer or your prospect is having. That is the main thing that you can do. Ask questions. Remember, it's all about them. It's not about you. If you heard a no, there's a high probability that you did not go through the system correctly. But even if you did hear a no, don't take it personally. These folks don't know you. It's an idea they were resisting. Over time, you can change their ideas, and that is the ultimate goal. Okay, let's go ahead and X out of there. Hold on, folks. Attachment number five says, remember when calling your prospects and customers again, don't be affected by the naysayers. Don't be affected by the naysayers. Unfortunately, most of our naysayers are people that are closest to us. This typically happens when people that are closest to us have no desire to improve their life, whether personally or financially. So you're going to get a lot of naysaying lines. Just remember, someone will always attempt to bring you down. It's just the way it is. If you're looking to go past what you normally do and past anybody in your circle of influence, you will hear naysayers, and somebody in that circle will attempt to bring you down. Times are tough only for those who think so. Let me say that one more time. Don't be affected by naysayers around you. If anything, I stay away from naysayers. Even if it's a family member, I stay away from them. What good is it going to do for them to give you their opinion, an opinion that really isn't based on anything, especially on becoming successful in this profession? So someone will always try to bring you down. Are you going to stick around and listen to it, or are you going to decide to not listen to it? But just remember, somebody will always attempt to bring you down. Here's the caveat. Times are tough only for those who think so. Times are tough only for those who think so. So in a nutshell, just don't be affected by naysayers. You're going to hear this stuff. Hey, if you got somebody who's been around for as long as I have in the entrepreneurial field, listen to me. Not the naysayers. I will move you forward provided you take the tools and training and apply them. Let's go ahead and open up attachment number six. Attachment number six reads, again, remember when calling your prospects and customers that practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. What does that mean? It means that if you keep making the same mistakes, say going into a prospecting call, yeah, you're practicing, but are you improving? Are you improving? Just because you're making the same mistake doesn't mean you're going to get better at anything. You've got to improve along the way where your practice, your continued practice, is done in a perfect manner over the long run. And I do stress the long run. We don't learn this over time. Think again back to your high school days. How long did it take you to get off the freshman team and make your way onto the JV team? Or how long did it take for you to get off the JV team and get on the varsity team? This stuff doesn't happen overnight, especially if you're not familiar with the process. You have to practice, and you have to get better during your practice. You got to put in the time. If you don't put in the time, you won't be successful really at anything. So, one more time, remember when calling your prospects and customers that practice doesn't make perfect, just going through the motions doesn't get you any better. Perfect practice makes perfect. That's how you become better and better and better over time. Let's go ahead and open up attachment number 7. Attachment number 7 reads, and this goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today, having a poor prospecting call, and that is remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to fail forward. Gee, why would I talk about failure? Because to become successful, you must fail. Why? Because we learn most from our failures. If you just keep having success after success, you won't appreciate anything. You'll think that you're the greatest thing out there. You've got to fail. You've got to become humble by failing forward. And here's the thing. Those who count their only failures on one hand list small successes on the other. I'm successful because basically I failed over and over and over again. Now, do I suggest that you continue to fail? No. If you utilize my tools and training, you'll fail less. Because when I started in this profession, I had nothing to go with. Even though I had experience as an entrepreneur, I had nothing to go with to become successful as a freight sales agent. So, yes, I had to fail over and over again to get where I am, which allowed me to create the Freight Sales Success Guide, which is what you are given when you become a freight sales agent in this office. The last thing I want to do is have you fail miserably over and over again. But I do know that even with the guide, you will fail. But here's the thing. Fail forward. Don't fail backward. If you fail and keep going backward, that's not going to get you anywhere. Fail forward. Realize what you did. Realize the mistake you made. Correct it. And do it correctly in the next prospecting call that you made. One more time. If you only have a few failures, you will only have a few successes. Those who count their only failures on one hand list small successes on the other. Are you saying, Ted, that I'm going to fail a lot? Hey, when you become a successful freight sales agent, yes, you will have failed a lot to get to the position or the point where you are. But here's the thing. As you fail over and over again, it's not going to bother you like it is when you first started out. Why? Because you see the progression that you're making. And who wants to start off at, you know, companies that only move a load a week? No, you want to move to the bigger and bigger companies that move several loads a week, that move 10 loads a week, 20 loads a week, 30 loads a week. Well, you're not going to get there from day one. You got to start off at the bottom, in the basement, as you will. And what do you do from there? You fail yourself up the basement stairs into the living room, where you then move up into the attic. You keep rising through your failures. Okay, attachment number 8. Attachment number 8 reads, again, this goes hand in hand with our topic today, don't ever throw in the towel. Don't ever, ever, ever throw in the towel. If you throw in the towel, you're just going back to the failure heap, a heap that you've gone back to so many times before and you didn't accomplish anything. I'm telling you right now, don't throw in the towel. Use it to wipe the sweat off your face. Use it to wipe the sweat off your face because this profession requires effort. I get so tired of people coming in, giving this a shot, and then failing right after they have that attitude. I get so tired of individuals that do that, but that's what I have to do. I have to take you through the process. Are you going to be the one that gives up right away and throws in the towel, or are you going to use that towel to wipe the sweat off your face? Because this takes effort. You will have poor prospecting calls. I guarantee it. Now, how many will you have? That's totally up to you. But I will say this. You will have poor prospecting calls. It's up to you to make them better and better and better. So don't throw in the towel when you do. Just use it to wipe your sweat off your face and realize, what did I do wrong? Let me adjust for the next one. I've given you 4 answers or solutions on how to move forward after you have a poor prospecting call. Attachment number eight, or it could be attachment number 9. Either way, it's the last attachment. As you know, a lot of the insight that I get has come directly from the Bible. That's why I'm sharing my Bible insight with you today. My Bible insight states, godly freight agents trust God and they get busy in tough times. Whenever you have a poor prospecting call, trust God to give you the answer as to what went wrong, and then get busy. What scripture is this related to? Well, I get it from Psalm 46:1, which states, one second, folks. It states that God is our refuge and strength in very present help and trouble. Well, what does that say? It means that we will have trouble. We're going to have trouble in our lives, but you know what? If you trust in God, He'll be our refuge and strength. Now, how does that apply to what we're doing here? Well, if you allow me to read further, here's the application. When you experience those tough times, and I guarantee you will, I'm not going to beat around the bush. You will experience tough times, whether it's outside of this profession or inside of this profession. You're going to experience them. However, a positive attitude will make a big difference in the way you tackle those challenges. If you go into a challenge with a negative attitude, guess what? You're going to get the result you get will be from your attitude. But if you go into that challenge with a positive attitude, you will attain positive results. It all comes down to how you think, how you react, how you go into it, and how you trust the Lord. Quote from C.S. Lewis that goes hand in hand with this topic. God allows us to experience low points of life to teach us lessons to learn in no other way. God allows us to experience low points of life to teach us lessons to learn in no other way. What does that mean? It means that if you don't go through a tough time or a low point of life, you're not going to learn anything because, as I said earlier, we learn the most during our challenging times, during our difficult times, during the trials and tribulations that we go to. If you're just going to run, you're not going to learn anything. But if you stand up and actually take it and go through it, that's when you learn the most, i.e. a poor prospecting call. Okay, great topic for today. If you have a desire to listen to my recording on this call, on this topic, then go to my website, Ted Keyes Online. Click on the link, my Tuesday conference call recordings or podcasts. It'll be the first one. I take that back. It'll be one of the selections that you may hear when you get there, if you have any desire to hear the recording on this, because it is a great topic, because you will have poor prospecting calls. If you have any desire to become a top-notch freight agent with our top producing office, then give me a call, Ted Keyes, at 323-697-5490. Or if you have any questions involving this call, same number, 626-309-9141. I may have screwed up that phone number that I told you the first time. The number to call again is 626-309-9141. That is our office number. Any calls regarding our LDI freight system, for those of you who are already an agent and you may have some challenges with that, because you will have some challenges, I guarantee it, you will call my wife Maria, who is a specialist in that area. Again, her number is 626-309-9141. Call that number for any questions. Folks, take care. God bless you all. It's been a pleasure having you again. I look forward to listening to so many of you next Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. Take care. God bless. We will talk to you soon.